If one is a racist, one believes that people are superior to others due to their race and that some or all other races are inherently inferior. This begs the question, is Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush a racist? I do not ask this lightly. George P. Bush announced that the mass murder at the El Paso Walmart, and one would assume others elsewhere, is a result of white terrorism. He said so in the context of his military service fighting Islamic-inspired terrorism in Afghanistan. Islam is a religion, a set of dogma, and a philosophy, and thus it obviously can inspire terrorist action, specifically its widely held interpretation of its dogma of jihad. Would someone ask the oft-shallow George P. Bush how being white or Caucasian inspires terrorist action? A race or skin color is not a philosophy, set of dogma, or religion, yet George P. Bush calls certain mass murders white terrorism, using the language set of pure racists like the 20th century Southern Democrats who used to differentiate regular violence and Negro violence, regular or acceptable behavior and Negro behavior, with the implication that anything Negro was inferior, but being black, those people couldn't help it. Racism. Don't be offended by me asking the question, is Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush a racist? Ask George P. Bush why he's using the language of the racist by assuming that one's skin color automatically imparts a set of beliefs and propensity to action into a person. I'm Robert Pratt, Pratt on Texas.